Good evening, everyone. I might just wait for one moment, let Councillor Huxter join on. And Councillor Duncan. Thank you and welcome, everyone. I'll start with our opening statement. Council acknowledges that we meet on the traditional lands and waters of the Paramunk and Kaurna people. They are custodians of this ancient and beautiful land, and so we pay our respects to elders past, present, and emerging. We will care for this country together by ensuring the decisions we make will be guided by the principles that we should never decrease our children's ability to live on this land. So moving on to apologies, we have no apologies this evening, but we do have a number of members on a leave of absence. That's Mayor Jane Bird Wisdom, Councillor Paul McGillis, Councillor Lee Mudge, and Councillor Adrian Cheetah. Do any other members have a leave of absence they'd like to apply?
Madam, if I may, apply for a leave of absence for personal reasons for next Tuesday. Is that our workshop next Tuesday?
Yes, I believe so. Yeah, just for the day?
Yes.
So would somebody like to move Councillor Hammond and seconded by Councillor Parker? Have we got that date again? Back or just the cap? Councillor Parker, do you have any questions?
No, actually, also need to apply for the questions.
Okay, we'll just get this one through and then we'll move to the board. Okay, so anyone like to speak? No, move to the vote. All those in favour? That's carried unanimously. Thank you. Councillor Parkin, would you like to apply for leave?
Yes, through you, Your Worship. I would like to apply for leave from Monday, the 7th of October, through to the following Saturday, Sunday, 13th of October. Thank you, Wayne.
Okay, we'd all like to move the same for Councillor Park and Close Dates. Councillor Huxter to move and Councillor Osborne stop to second. And thanks for the vote, all those in favour. And that's carried unanimously. Thank you. Anyone more? Councillor Boyd.
I'd just like to ask a question.
Yes.
If I'm going to be away because I'm going to be on holidays for a workshop, I don't need to ask for a leave of absence for that, do I?
No, you don't, but you can if you wish to.
That's fine. Thank you.
Okay, so moving on to the minutes of previous meetings, we had the minutes from the 27th of August. Would anyone in the administration like to add anything? We did have some changes to what was circulated.
We did have David.
Yeah. Ms. Gill?
I was circulated the outline in the emails, but one is a change to the conflict of interest of Councillor Cascade in the material to a general. There was some text in the confidential section that's been removed.
Does anyone have any questions on those minutes? Anyone happy to move that we accept those minutes? Councillor Huxter and seconded Councillor Grant. All those in favour? That's carried unanimously. Thank you. Okay, moving on to a declaration of conflict of interest by members of council. Would anyone have a conflict that I'd like to declare? Councillor Pascal.
Yes, excuse me, I've got a few, so I'm just going to pull up a number.
Thank you, and through you, Deputy Mayor. I have a conflict of interest on 18.4 is a general conflict, 19.2 is material conflict, 19.3 is material conflict, and 19.4 is a general conflict.
Thank you. Do any other members have conflict of interest they'd like to declare? Councillor Huxter.
I would like to declare a general conflict of interest on 12.5 CEO PRP combination.
A general good.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you. Anyone else? I will be declaring a general conflict of interest on item 19.4. Okay, on to presiding member. Sorry, I've lost a question.
Oh, sorry. I'll declare a general conflict of interest in relation to 19.4, the changes or proposed changes to the terms of reference. The general conflict of interest will remain in the chamber, participate in the debate if necessary, and accordingly vote.
Thank you very much. Okay, so moving on, unless there's any other. To providing members opening remarks. I did want to make everyone aware that we have our opening weekend of fabric coming up on the 20th of September through the 22nd of September. There's a number of events and occasions that people might like to attend, and we encourage the public to come along and join us in celebrating this huge project that we've been undertaking, which is fabric and an exciting art hub for the community. All right, moving on to questions adjourned lying on the table. We don't have any questions adjourned or lying on the table. We don't have any petitions to accept tonight, but we do have a deputation this evening from the Onkaparinga Rotary Club. So I'd like to invite you up to sit in the seats here. There's a microphone in front of you if you'd like to push the button when you're ready to talk. We do have 10 minutes. Your deputation, and then we have a short little bit of time for some questions afterwards. So I'll hand over to Dick, who will be presenting for the Rotary Club.
Thank you, Your Worship and councillors. I'm Secretary of the Rotary Club of Onkaparinga, and Gordon is the President. We meet in Lowenthal and we serve basically the northern area of the council area. We've been established in 1978 and have been serving the community since then. And so I would like to say thank you for accepting the deputation. And in addition, before I start and ask for anything, thank you for paying the rent on Shed 31 and Shed 26 of the old Lowenthal Mill, where we store equipment and share some of that shed space with other groups in Lowenthal's. We've been a fencing club after bushfires since 2009, after the Black Saturday fires in Victoria. We've fenced in many other fires since then, and in the Cumberley Creek fire now, we started fencing in January 2020. We are still out doing that, repairing fences that were damaged in the fire. We worked initially with BlazeAid, but at the direction of Alex Zimmerman, we couldn't say whether it's BlazeAid or Rotary. We were told we were one program. We operate every Tuesday and Thursday with between 10 and 20 volunteers, nearly 5 years after the fire. So we are still going. It looks at this stage as though we have more than enough work for the rest of this year, 2 days a week, and we probably have some looking into next year as well. We've also been recruited by Landscape SA to help them fence water courses where fire damages occurred and help with the restoration of those. We also spent recently about 6 weeks in the Bradbury fire area where no support was offered by BlazeAid or by any government authority for fencing in that area. We were the only people who went into it. We also have been active in the Adelaide Hills Community Bushfire Action Network, which is, of course, part of your council services. Most disasters in our area are too small to qualify for government support or for BlazeAid support, for that matter. We are here now, and we will be here when disaster comes our way again. So we've been setting up over the last 4.5 years to enable us to do that. To do that, we've received a $220,000 grant from the federal government for fencing materials. 20,000 from the state government for fencing materials, 2 times 25,000 from Foundation for Regional and Rural Recovery organisation or foundation with for tools, equipment and fuel. Bendigo Bank 50,000 to buy 2 dedicated fencing trailers. We've accessed from Rotary Australia World Community Service international money donated by Rotary clubs around the world, 25,000 to help buy a tractor, 35,000 to help buy a four-wheel drive ute. You, the council, have gave us a grant a couple of years back to buy a staple gun, 2,500. We've also had local gifts from Rotary clubs, well over $10,000 to buy equipment. Rotary itself, Australia, has a bushfire fund. We don't know how much has come out of that because we don't access that directly. We make recommendations and they pay for materials directly for people or directly to the suppliers. They also gave $10,000 to the Bellhammer Scouts to replace their camping trailer and equipment. So now we own 2 fencing trailers, each worth over $20,000 with tools, a tradies trailer for smaller tasks, a four-wheel drive ute, an 8x5 tipper trailer to cart rubbish away, a tractor trailer for the tractor, a tractor, obviously, it's got slasher, forks, bucket, auger, a rear mounted compressor, excuse me, a lot of gear which we need to store somewhere. We've also just been given a log splitter donated by Kennards so that we can clear up fallen wood from properties where it's been burnt and owners are asking us to do that. We also have stores of fencing materials, posts left over, or rolls of mesh or whatever. Much of our gear is left out in the yard owned by a manual from the fruit juice factory because it won't fit in the shed. Shed 26 is very unsafe. We share that with a number of other groups. The Lobethal Lights Committee, there's a huge Santa sleigh in there that takes up a lot of space. The Nativity fills up corners. Lions Club have got some gear in the back. And some other gear from environmental groups and so on in that shed as well. When we go in, we need to climb over stuff to get in there. In addition to that stuff, we currently use and store the Lions Club barbecue that they've given us on near enough the permanent loan, which we use because they don't anymore. We need a large shed, and not just us, but other organisations in Lobethal as well that serve the community, so that we can access our gear easily and safely, and lots of volunteers who can come in and use that. We have one young volunteer of 60. The rest of us are like normal volunteers you find in the community. We are into our 70s, right up to the late 70s. So we need things to be safe for us to work. We are supporting the community as best we can. So please give us that opportunity to do that. To put some figures on what we do, since we've been fencing with Blaze Aid together with us, we've completed more than 200 kilometres of fence. At the base rate of $30,000 a kilometre, that's over $6 million worth of fencing that we've contributed to. A lot of it money, but most of it in labour. So it's a significant contribution to our community. Every paddock we fence means a paddock that can have good stock management in it. The fuel load is reduced, the fire danger is reduced for that paddock, and the paddocks next door, and the properties next door, and every other property in the town and out of the town across our whole area. It's a significant contribution that we are making to help our community be safe, certainly in a fire, but should we reach a flood, we want that equipment to be there as well. You are a community group. the same as we are, maybe on a slightly different scale and for different reasons. But you look at the cost benefit for everything that you're doing. I'm asking you to do what we do as a club, which is to look at the benefit cost, not the cost benefit. The benefit to our community so far, for all of us, is over $6 million. That's the financial money benefit. There's a whole lot of other benefits as well, aside from the safety one, and that is the recovery of people who suffered damage to their properties in the fire. Research shows that the recovery of people is a very long-term process, and it is best supported and is most successful when it's local people doing it. We are a local club. We have been here, we are here, we're going to be here. We want your support to do it better. So please, will you, in your planning, as soon as possible, get some community sheds that we can use and hopefully put the Lobethal and District shed men next to it. They want to do the maintenance for us. And there are other groups in the community we can work together, all of us, for the betterment of our community, our whole community. I'd like to finish with just a letter that some of you might have read in the Courier last week. This is from one of the people we've worked for. The heading is community-minded. In a day when most people are caught up looking out for themselves, it is so refreshing to see a group of men and women helping others in the community. We, as a family, would like to sincerely thank the fencing gang from the Ockerbringer Rotary Club for all their efforts renewing many fences on our property. The sacrificial giving of their time and talents has been much appreciated. Many thanks for the top job you've done for us and many others. And that's from the Watts family in our local area. Thank you for listening. We're very happy to answer questions should there be any.
Thank you very much. You were spot on your 10-minute bit, so we're going down on that. I'll open it up and then we have questions. Councillor Grant.
Yeah, thank you. Through you, Your Worship. Yeah, thanks for coming in, both of you. Now, Do you envisage shed space is pretty hard to find in Adelaide Hills. Do you envisage where you'd want to store your gear, or are there opportunities available? Because I know there's people looking for shed space and it's very hard to find.
It is difficult wherever you go. Ideally, Lobethal or Woodside, because that would be sort of geographically ideal for us. But a couple of years ago, we attended a meeting which was convened by Councillor Herman to, I won't say plan, but to assess whether there was a need from community groups to look at sheds, and we did that. There were two areas talked about at that meeting. One was on the upside of the Lobethal Oval, just along the edge, and the other was down on the hollow ground at the end of the oval down there. Now, I'm not saying either of those is ideal or perfect. They would be great for us, but whether they are for you is a different issue. But, yeah, the location for us is less important than the facility.
Councillor Herman.
Yes, perhaps not a question, perhaps to Mr. Waters. Following that meeting convened where all interested folks attended and asked to put in their ideas within 3 months, which I understand they did. Has anything transpired from that? And I recall that I argued for $25,000 for the preparation of a management plan, feasibility study for relocating the groups that are currently AHBGC, which will have to get out at some stage. And knowing there's a long lead, that's when we started 2 years ago. So, could you give us an update on where that's at? Yeah. Ended on the 25-30 grand for a feasibility study, and that was at the Buckport Rec Grant. And members that attended the council tour of the district 12 months ago may recall the bus went in there and we met the Buckport Rec Grant people, the people that manage that ground. It's not a council piece of land. Part of the owner, it's called community owner. But just perhaps if you can give us an update where we're at on that so that the Rugby Club can hear.
Mr. Wood.
Thank you, and through you, Acting Mayor. Councillor Herman's comment provided part of the answer to his question. Mr. Cuddle outlined the range of community groups that Council currently pays the lease fees for storage shed space on what was the old southern site of the Green Willow Mills. There's a number of user groups in there at the moment. That is a commercial lease arrangement. The time may well come where the owner wants to utilise those sheds for other purposes. there was indeed that field trip. The council members had a look at the potential site that they referred to. It was subsequently the money that council members referred to was subsequently listed in a range of projects for council's consideration as part of the annual business plan process for this financial year. And ultimately was not included in the annual business plan by the council. That being the case, staff have not undertaken further work on the proposal. However, as I've said to the council members before, the council is of a mind to continue to support groups in this fashion. And the time will come where work does need to be done, because as I said, the owner of that land will inevitably, I think at some point, want to use those sheds for either production or some other purpose.
Thank you.
Thank you. Do any other members have questions? No? Well, thank you very much for coming this evening and giving us an update on where you're at and what you'd like us to have a look at. So we really appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Okay, so we're moving on to the public forum. Are there any members of the public who would like to speak tonight? None? Okay, thank you. We'll move on. We have no presentations this evening. We do have a question on notice about legal fees, which was printed in the agenda and will be in the minutes. Are there any questions on the question? No, thank you. All right, we'll move on. No motions on notice tonight, so we'll move on to the administration report. So the first item is 12.1, the 2023-24 end financial year results and carry forward. You've got a question, Councillor, do you like to move something?
I'll move the adoption of the recommendation.
As printed?
As printed.
Okay, would you like to speak
I won't go over old rank, because you've heard it all before, I've read it from the courier. Dramatic turnaround from what we anticipated in the last report were $500,000 surplus, and it turned into a deficit of $4.8 million. And the reasons are outlined in the report. I did a little bit of I was interested in the appreciation. Why that would be out so much. So I went back and had a look at some old annual reports, and I admit this is not a scientific way of doing it, but I compared the amount of money we provided for depreciation as opposed to the infrastructure and assets. That's a reasonable thing. There'll be some variations in it. And I've found that in year 10-11, there's a 2.9%, the depreciation is 2.9% of the assets. That's near probably about right at the time. In 1920, it was still 2.2. In 2021, 2.2. 22, 23, 2.1. 23, 24, it was 2.3. Now, when I looked at it back at the audit committee, I looked at the trend and it seemed to be the numbers didn't vary a lot. So one figured there's not a big variation that could be correct. But when I start doing that analysis, the 2.2%, they're all around that number. Now, to me, seems dramatically low, and it should be higher than that, particularly in the more recent times when building costs have gone up dramatically, or just costs have gone up dramatically. So I was satisfied that the depreciation side was suggestions from the administration were correct. I won't comment on the capitalisation payroll. But the write-offs again, or the works in progress, is an interesting one. We knew about the write-off, about 500,000, and we put it in customer service. We didn't know at the time when we approved it, it's going to be capital operating, or half and half roughly. An interesting one I found, there's another 187,000 being written off the development of the Crater Sterling Holgate and Visual Stormwater Management Plan. Now, my understanding is if you can capitalise those costs, but the report says expenditures of planning in nature, and that is being considered as operating. I'd be interested at some stage, and I've talked to the administration, where do you draw the line? What is planning, which is operating, and what other costs can you capitalise in that? Maybe it's dissolved. Yeah, not a good place to report on, but what is. So having said that, I've moved it and seek your support to adopt it.
Councillor
Farr,
would you like to second the motion? Would you like to speak?
Yeah, thank you, Worship. Just briefly, thank Councillor Herman for his explanation on the matter. I thank Mr. Lewis and his team for all the work that's gone into this. It's a difficult situation we're facing, but I have every faith in our team to address it. We know with crystal clarity what we're facing, and I think we'll figure out how to go about it. And in a way, it's a relief just to know exactly the true state of our situation, and now we can go about addressing it. So there's work to be done in the motion.
Thank you. Would anyone else like to speak to the item? No, we'll move to the vote. All those in favour? Carried unanimously. Thank you very much. So moving on to item 12.2, Festival and Events Policy Review. Does anyone have any questions? Would the administration like that say anything? No? All good. Okay, would someone like to move something in relation to this one? Councillor Bannon.
As printed.
We come to the top.
So second.
Yeah, would you like to speak, Councillor Bannon?
Oh, yeah.
Not a problem. Would you like to speak, Councillor Ossetoff?
No.
No? Would anyone like to speak to this item? No? No right reply, Councillor Bannon? All right, thank you very much. All those in favour? Carried unanimously. Thank you very much. Moving on, Councillor Boyd.
Yeah, next item.
Would you like to ask a question?
No, I'd like to move it with an amendment.
Okay, so this is item 12.3, the Acknowledgement of World and Country Policy Review.
Yeah.
So what would you like to move, Councillor Boyd?
So yeah, I'm proposing that we keep it as is, as the agenda, but we reinstate the last sentence of our current Acknowledgement of Country, which is we will care for this country together by ensuring the decisions we make will be guided by the principle that we should never decrease our children's ability to live in this land. And the reason I do that is because we actually often...
Hang on, just before you speak to it, we might just make sure we get the word information correct. Okay. So to add number four, reinstate the last sentence of our acknowledgement of country.
Yeah, would you like me to read that to you? Put it up there?
Yeah, would you like it in the motion?
Yes, please. Yes. So the word extra wording is we will care for this country. Together by ensuring the decisions we make will be guided by the principle that we should never decrease our children's ability to live on this land. The reason I do that is because I'd have to have multiple numbers of hands the amount of times that we've actually come back to that statement when we're debating issues in the chamber. I think we all know that that's a really good level to be operating from. I think that if we don't have it there, we're not going to have to fall back on. So, yeah, I feel very strongly that that's an important part of this acknowledgement.
Thank you, Councillor Parker. Would you like to second the motion?
I absolutely would, with Councillor Boyd's
petition. Excellent. Would you like to speak to it?
Only to back Councillor Boyd on her statement and support it. Thank you.
Okay, Councillor Boyd, last speak.
I guess asking if the administration could provide a bit of insight to the response they gave me around this, because I did ask the question and they put something forward which essentially kept that statement, but as a part of an opening statement, not specifically an acknowledgement of the country, given that, you know, this acknowledgement of the country has been. Oh, I won't debate
yeah,
that, but I'll
your
I'll
question is yeah, just not the same.
Yeah, they could much. Just share it to the broader.
The Charlton. Thank you. Through you, Acting Mayor, apologies for my voice this evening. The wording that's been proposed is in the current policy and wasn't recommended to be included by the Electricals Reconciliation Working Group, because while a wording statement, then it looks necessary in the context of respecting traditional custodians. However, I recommended that should the Chamber want to keep this statement in as an open statement for meetings rather than including any acknowledgement of country, which goes beyond use in the open statement and is used in other council meetings by staff and in our documentation, that an additional opening statement would be agreed to by the Chamber as further to the council code practice for council meetings. So I did send a person suggested really that would be considered to that effect. Okay, thank you. Do you want to speak to your item, Councillor Daniel?
I guess just whether the mover and second would be interested in putting that forward with this. I'll debate this. I guess from my perspective, the reason I raised it is because personally I feel that exact statement resonates really well for me, why I'm here, why all of us are here. But it's very engaging with the administration. You know, understand that it's not specifically about an acknowledgement of the country, it's more how we work as a collective.
Just before you continue, yeah. Just want to check to see if you're asking for a variation or amendment before you debate the item.
Okay, I'll ask if they're happy to vary it based on the administration. Suggested.
You want to see that, Councillor
Miller? No, I don't wish to see that, because I think that given that it's heartfelt for all of us and we use it for main decisions, that this is our opportunity.
Okay, sorry, for the debate.
I will probably vote against this. The reason being is that Reconciliation Working Group has specifically put forward what they feel is an appropriate acknowledgement of country. Like Councillor Park and Councillor Boyd, the statement that they're looking to include really resonates strongly with me. I've used it in debates as well. But when we read it, it's not specifically about an acknowledgement of country for Aboriginal people. Mm-hmm. However, I do feel it needs to be part of our opening statement, which is slightly different from an acknowledgement of country. So that would be my approach. That's what I think would be appropriate. Listening to our working group on what they feel should be the acknowledgement itself, but then tying in this as part of an additional opening statement, because I don't want to lose the essence of what that sentence means to us.
Thank you. Would anyone else like to debate this item? Councillor Clark-Darling.
Thank you, Ms. Rudy Deputy Mayor. I feel that when we workshopped this, that's a very strong sentiment that came through, and I'm backing in what Councillor Daniel has said. I'm very mindful about changing what we have in front of us tonight, considering that it has gone through a consultation process with key stakeholders, and this is what they have asked us to do. And that's what I feel that is our responsibility, is to respect their wishes. I completely endorse that statement, and I agree. And I have used that statement myself in debates. And as I said at the workshop, I think it is something that we should consider in our opening remarks, because it is something that we as a chamber believe and endorse. However, our Aboriginal community, the people that we talk to about these decisions have told us what they would like, and I think it's important that we respect that.
Councillor Herman,
you'd like
to speak?
I have a question. I endorse the sentiments wholeheartedly.
As a question or a debate?
Oh, no, it's going to be. The debate is, I feel reluctant to go against the consultation from our reconciliation group. if that's what we put up there is what they would like, I would support that. So the question becomes, how do we accommodate what Councillor Boyd has suggested, David? Where do we put that?
I think that came from the answer from Ms. Charles. That could be a opening statement that we included our meetings that is separate from an acknowledgement of country. So we could have an acknowledgement of country and an opening statement that could be this statement. Is that correct, Ms. Charles?
That's what I suggested. And that would appear on the agenda. We'd have the opening statement, then the.
It could have council results to do that.
One of those.
Are you asking?
Would you like to debate?
Yes, so I can support it on the undertaking that the administration.
So this is a debate now, just to double check us.
Yeah, debate.
Okay, right.
So I just won't support the motion, but on the understanding that the administration will include on the agenda word, the additional words that the county will avoid making checks.
Okay, but anyone in favour to debate the item? Councillor Huxton. Anyone else like to debate the item?
Come back to
Councillor Boyd, would you like to write?
Yeah, thank you through you, Acting Mayor. I just think that this is more than an acknowledgement of country. You're right. It is. It does speak to us all. We feel it in our hearts, and we make decisions on it, and we refer back to it. I would love it if it could be remaining the opening statement of each one of our meetings, so we can still refer back to that, knowing it's more than an acknowledgement of country, and it does touch on our core beliefs. And so it's the real essence of that whole sentence is so important. And I just wanted to ask the chamber, what would you do if you didn't have that statement to refer back to? What would we do if we couldn't refer back to that? So I encourage everyone to support the motion. And if it doesn't go through, I would hope that maybe we could ensure that it will be included in each of our opening statements of our meetings. So I hope you support this.
So just a question from me before we go to the vote. With the administration's understanding of the way this is currently written in the motion, would this become, this sentence become part of the acknowledgement of country, or would it be a separate statement? Just for clarity before we go to the vote.
Through you, Acting Mayor, my understanding read of that is that it would change the acknowledgement of country statement in the policy, and then would reinstate those words for all variations of the statement in our documents and other meetings, as well as the council opening statement.
Thank you. All right, thanks everyone. We'll go to the vote. All those in favour? All those against? The motion is lost. Councillor Daniel, you'd like to move something in relation to that?
Yeah, the suggested wording that was put through to me by the administration.
Just hold on a moment, Councillor Park, and we'll just get this.
I think, could you see that wording somewhere?
Yeah. If you give it a moment, we'll get it up on the screen, and then we can have a look at it.
Okay, so I'll just speak while people read through. Essentially, it's endorsing what was printed in the agenda with the addition of point four. And what the addition of point four does is provide us with an opening statement in addition to the acknowledgement of country, which includes the wording that we've all talked about being so important to us. I think it's important we listen to our reconciliation working group about what they feel is an appropriate acknowledgement of country, and that we express that here in our council meetings and also throughout all the other events and workshops, etc., that are built into the policy. But this is an additional layer for us as the council, as part of an opening statement. And you know, as all of us have said, it's a really important statement, something that resonates with us, with our community, with the organisation. So I thought critical that we continue to keep it here and express that at the start of each meeting, but not be explicitly part of the acknowledgement of the country, because know, we need to listen to our reconciliation work group, and it's something that they don't want as part of that statement. And when you read it, it makes sense. It's not specifically about an acknowledgement of country. It's about all of us working together for our community and for future generations.
Councillor Osterstoke, you'd like to second the motion?
Just before I do that, could I just clarify what would occur if council endorses this resolution? I turn to the agenda for our council business. Is it the administration's intention, should this matter go through, that the agenda will, item one, commencement of meeting, item two, opening statement, item three, acknowledgement of country? Is that the intent, how the administration would interpret this resolution? Is that how the agenda would be structured?
Yeah, just to add to Councillor Osterstoff's, would it be that way around or the other way?
Or the other
way.
Oh, no, the other way around, that's not
funny. Yeah, the question to Ms. Charles.
It'll just be those.
Actually, Ms. Gill, yeah.
It's through you, Mr. Mayor, but the other way around was
that's not what we were. Happy to second it.
Would you like to speak?
No.
No.
Councillor
Parker,
you've got a question or
you'd like to speak? I've got a question. I think one of the reasons I was a bit confused about this is because it says that we are resolving the policy as in Appendix 1. And Appendix 1 has got about three different applications of the policy, each with alterations and changes and amendments. And it's really hard to actually see what it is we're actually approving. And it would be really nice to actually have the statements that we are approving in the actual motion, because otherwise it's just really hard to work out what it is we're doing. So if you have a look on the agenda, there is an opening statement, and then there is an acknowledgement of country, and then there's a written acknowledgement of country, then there's a short written acknowledgement of country. And each of those has sort of crossings out and amendments. So it just made it a bit confusing. And I would actually, for me, prefer to see that in the actual motion.
So there's a question, will it be in the...
Is it possible?
Yeah, are you asking for a variation?
It sounds like a pretty massive variation.
I'll just frame the question.
Is that going to be too much trouble with the actual words that we are approving in the motion?
Ms. Charlton, would you like to respond to that before we go to a variation?
Through the acting there, if it was added, it would need to be clear that it's the acknowledgement of country of the council meetings. If it was to be added in there. We have provided a clean version in the body of the report, but it can be added as long as it's clear that it's the acknowledgement statement for the council meetings. So that people stop mixing up the different uses.
Yeah, just to add to that, there are different acknowledgements for different types of meetings. So there's one that we do here at council, but then one of the thing is a different version that happens at other meetings. Yeah.
And just a follow-up question. I'm so sorry. So the statement that we're going to add, which is our statement of, I guess, belief, which is separate now to the First Nations acknowledgement, is that statement, is the intent of that to be only used at the beginning of council meetings, or is the intent of that for it to be used in all of these other places as well?
Acting there just for council meetings, the proposed amendment refers to the code of practice for council meeting procedures, and that talks about what the opening statement of council is, and it currently says that the opening statement is an acknowledgement of country. So by default, the opening statement would be the acknowledgement of country in the policy that's been proposed tonight. And so that amendment would then add a further opening statement in addition to the acknowledgement of country. Thank you.
So given that it's written in the body of the report, are you still seeking to move it and to ask for a variation?
No, I think it's fine. Thank you. I was just a bit confused and I appreciate your time.
Thank you. Would you like to speak to the motion? Would anyone else like to speak to the motion? No, Councillor Herman?
Well, I would support Councillor Parker's view that the action will start to be incorporated in the minutes. I've made this point a couple of times. I dislike minutes referring to someone that's reading the minutes to go and have to go to another document. The minutes that contain all the information. I'm not going to vote against it, but I still think it ought to be
Thank you. Councillor Boyd, would you like to
do
a question?
Yeah, and that is, I think what they're coming down to is at number two, if they could just add the writing.
Are you asking for a variation?
Question, no, I'm just maybe it's going to be okay, you could actually put what that is, what we...
That would need to be suggested as a variation to the mover and the seconder. Yes, so what would you like to ask to vary?
Okay, just at number two, to include the words from the body of the motion.
Just to speed things up, I'm happy with the motion as is.
Okay, so I think the variation will be supported by the mover.
Okay, I was just about putting it on there. It's just
doing it. Yeah, I understand, but I think the view of the mover is to leave it at the would anyone else like to debate the item? No, we'll go to the vote. All those in, right of reply.
Just one reason why I don't think it's necessary is if you form part of every agenda moving forward. It'll be in every single agenda, that statement. So I don't think there's a need to put in this specific motion because it's been read at every meeting.
Thank you. All right, we'll move to the vote. All those in favour? That's carried unanimously. Thank you very much. So item 12.4 has been withdrawn, so we will be confirming that at a later time. Did you work to update anything in regards to that, Fugo?
Yeah, and thank you. And through the acting mayor, I thought it would be a good idea to withdraw this report at this juncture. Because I think it warrants a further workshop for elected members to pull apart the options, the proposals around costs, and also an opportunity to bring in stakeholders like our Stirling Business Association or other stakeholders in Stirling to further deliberate on the proposals put forward around the master plan. So we'll bring that back to council at a future workshop. Thank you.
Question.
Question from Councillor
Evans. Would you envisage that we would have, will only consider this after we have approved the long-term financial plan?
through acting mayor, very good question. Thank you, Councillor. Yes, I think it would be remiss of us if we didn't include such strategic projects in our long-term financial plan. Because it's not just about creating the asset, but it's also maintaining the asset in the future.
Thank you.
Councillor Parkin, you have a question?
I do have a question. I bear in mind there's a report coming back to council too about a broader consultation around the good deal of the whole council area. Would it be worth considering this in relation to that and potentially after that and contextually in relation to that too?
Yeah, through acting mayor, yes, I think that's a great idea. I think that's perfect time to bring this into the fold as well. Through that comes. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, we'll move on to item 12.5, appointment of council member to the CEO Performance Review Panel. So for those members that have potential conflicts of interest, we are splitting this into two decisions. So the first decision is just for us to adjourn proceedings so that we can move to an indicative vote, and then decision number two is so that we can actually potentially appoint somebody after the indicative vote. So we'll just deal with decision one first. Councillor Daniel, you're happy to move as printed? Would you like to speak?
No.
Councillor Osterstock, were you looking for a second?
So seconded.
And would you like to speak?
No, thank you.
Anyone like to speak on the, this is just adjourning up to go into informal proceedings? Councillor Grant?
Yeah, thank you, Worship. Just briefly, I very much hope one or more people will nominate for this position because we badly need to fill the spot. So let's see how we go.
Thank you very much. So unless there's a need for a round of reply, we'll move to the vote. All those in favour? That's carried unanimously. Thank you. So the meeting is now adjourned and I'll hand over to the CEO to run the indicative voting process.
Sure. Thank you. And I will defer that to Ms. Gill to run the process. Thank you.
Thank you. So I think the first step is to see nominations from people.
Yeah.
No, that's fine. So we do have a nomination in absentia from Councillor Cheetah.
Yeah.
Mr. Maker Runaway.
Do I need to defend that?
Do you want to? You've got 2 minutes to speak to your nomination.
I've only 2 minutes. Thank you. I won't take 2 minutes. I think that I'll be a good addition to the CEO PRP. I hope that I'm not alone in thinking amongst you all that I'm a pretty level head. I am a very reasonable person. I think that my attention to detail and my ability to understand things would be very beneficial on this panel. I also think it's worth noting that in my career, I've worked very closely with a number of CEOs and understand how critical their performance is to how an organisation runs. So I think my experience in working closely in roles with CEOs would be very beneficial. So I hope I have your support. Thank you.
Thank you. We're just handing around the
ballot papers. Councillor, did you leave a CV, I think?
I understand your email, members. I don't know if that he ended up doing that, but he had an intention to email members, but perhaps.
He must have forgot.
He didn't.
Have you got anything else to lose?
I haven't actually moved to be able to put the right thing. Thanks for letting
everyone. So if members can please write the names in the order that I've been. So the first name is Councillor Huxton. And then Councillor Chair. Then please indicate by numbers your preference.
Are we folding them or not folding them?
It doesn't bring them.
Yeah, she could have.
They'd have to give us just one count for that. And we're informal at the moment, so if you want to chat amongst yourself.
Okay, we can get there.
Yes. Yes. It is. Oh.
Well, they're in there, aren't they?
I'm just reading. I'm trying to figure if you can from the social. Somehow I don't think you can. I'm sorry, Lucy. I said I wasn't saying it's everywhere. It's just all over the place.
Yeah,
I do feel sorry for you.
Yeah.
It can't be outside in that.
Yeah.
Okay, council members, so that's the end of the adjournment. For those who can hear the indicative voting show, Councillor Huxter was the preferred candidate. Councillor Huxter, now would be a good time to declare your conflict of interest.
Thank you. Can I do... Can I please declare a general conflict of interest because the outcome is it's just a general conflict of interest, isn't it?
Thank you very much. We'll give you a moment to leave the chamber. Okay, would someone like to move something in relation to the item? Councillor Alistair Stock.
Thank you. I'd just like to move to appoint council appoints Councillor Huxter. The matters remain the same. Thank you.
Okay, would you like to speak on that? No, Councillor Grant, would you like to second? Would you like to speak?
No need really, other than I think Councillor has effectively an expert member of the committee.
Councillor Henry, you got a question?
Yeah. Why are we concluding on the 30th of November 25?
I think it relates to the other term.
That's the truth.
Thank you. Does anyone want to speak to the item? Then we'll move to the vote. All those in favour? That's carried unanimously. Thank you very much. Can we please bring Councillor Huxter back into the room? Thank you, Councillor Huxter. You've been appointed to the senior of the PRP. Okay, so moving on to information items. We don't have any. We have nil correspondence for information. Questions without notice. Does anyone have a question without notice? Councillor Pascal.
Thank you, and through you, Deputy Mayor. At our ordinary council meeting on the 13th of August, I asked about the outcomes of the community meeting that we had at the summit for Tumingi, Ross Trevor and Woodford residents. We said it was a couple of weeks, and I was told the end of the month, and today is the 10th of September, and I was wondering where that report is at. Thank you.
Who got to send that?
Through you.
through the acting mayor, I will take that on notice and follow up the staff and try to get something out there as soon as
we can. Can we have a timeline again, please?
Yeah, can I get that? Can I take it on notice? Thank you.
Yeah. So, sure. Thank you. Did I see if someone had a question over here? Oh, Councillor Brown, you think you're thinking about a question?
How did you know that? No.
That's good. Okay. Thank you. Any other questions without notice? No, thank you. Motions without notice. Does anyone have a motion without notice this evening? No, all good. So I'll move on to reports. So we have a few council members that have circulated their reports. And we have no reports of members as council or committee representatives. Councillor Hammer, did you submit something that you're not seeing up there?
Yes, I attended by webinar today. I attended the Local Government Association's Sustainability of Councils. There were 86 people on the webinar. It outlined Donaldson from the Grants Commission as a principal speaker. In fact, he took all the morning. They had a deferred couple of the other speakers from the LGFA and another one. Because there was great interest in the operations of the Grants Commission. It got down to we need a bigger pie, because there was again some candidates saying, well, we need more money because of this, this, and that. And Donaldson was quite clear, if Abba Hills once gets more, someone else will get less at the moment. Now, the other thing we were advised that there is an inquiry and being conducted by the Commonwealth Government in sustainability of local government and submissions. Closed on that last month, I assume that's August, and after they've analysed that, they kind of proposed to do a tour of the states, and so a bit more information on that happening and who can attend it. The result is only those councils or groups that can actually know the submission will be more open than that. So we don't. So watch this space.
Okay, thank you, Mark, for Herman. Do anyone have anything to add? Right, and thank you to those that circulated in advance. Reports of members of council committee representatives on external organisations. We haven't had anything submitted. CEO report.
Yeah.
Just before you start, I believe that there's two things you want to address. One will be now, one will be in.
No, it, oh, okay. Yeah, for you, yeah. Acting mayor, if it's okay, I'd like to provide an in-conference update on in regards to organisational matters. That's
okay. So we'll move that item to the confidential section of our meeting. Okay, I'll seek leave of the meeting to move the CEO's update to the confidential section of our meeting. All those in support of that? Yeah, okay. So we have leave of the meeting to do that. Okay, moving on to reports of committees. We don't have anything from the CAP or the Audit Committee or the CEO of QRP. But we do have the minutes of the Boundary Change Committee from the 28th of August. Councillor Scott, if you'd like to move something. Oh, sorry, Councillor Pascal, that's a conflict.
Thank you. I'd like to declare a general conflict of interest, 18.4. I live in Waterford, and my suburb is part of the Campbell Town Boundary Change Inquiry, for which the committee was established. The item simply requires accepting and noting the minutes from a meeting and does not require my debate or opinion.
So I'm staying. Okay, thank you very much. Councillor Goss has got the ability to move something, which is correct. And Prentice, would you like to speak? No, thank you. Thank you all those in favour. That's carried unanimously. Okay, thank you all those in favour. That's carried unanimously. Um, so, uh, thank you very much to everyone who's attended our meeting in the public gallery tonight. We are now moving into confidential items, so you can choose to leave either now, or once we've officially moved into confidence. Um, thank you. Thank you for attending. I will acknowledge that Mayor Leach is with us tonight and his wife, Natasha Mellon. He was here in private capacity, so that's why I didn't acknowledge him earlier. Thank you very much for attending. Okay, so the first item in our confidential items has been withdrawn. So item 19.1 has been withdrawn. And we will reconsider that item for a later date. So we're
committee recommendation. So this is to move us into confidence. Councillor Grant, you'd like to move that present.
Yep.
Councillor Daniel, you'd like to move that present. Councillor Moffat-Garling, which I think is right to claim on conflict of interest. Should I have it now? Yes, you can do it now.
Okay. Yeah, so this is a material conflict of interest. As stated before, I live in the suburb of Woodford, which is part of the Cambridge Town Boundary Change Inquiry. I may receive a material gain, more like a material loss from this item as per section 75 of the government.
Thank you. Thank you for showing me to later. No, do you let the door open to go for a moment?
Can we put it back in?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Okay, this is just going to confidence. All those in favour? And that's carried unanimously.